Here are headline stories from Elgin newspapers 100 years ago today, brought to you by the Elgin Area Historical Society. I'm Linda Rock. The stories today were in Elgin newspapers on July 30th, 1921. Governor Len Small, smiling and good-natured despite the press of a few indictments and the fact that Sheriff Mester of Sangamon County is obviously awaiting his return downstate to arrest him, said hello to Elgin today on his tour of northeastern Illinois. The governor arrived here shortly before 10 o'clock with a party of road engineers and others and went with for a few minutes after his arrival to inspect the work being done on the Elgin-Marengo Road, part of the Grant Highway. Governor Small expressed satisfaction at the progress being made and at the modern equipment being used. Tarantulas concealed in bunches of bananas caused thrills in two Elgin stores last night and this morning. Last night, at the fruit and ice cream store of Peter Bezos on Grove Avenue, a large tarantula was discovered and placed in a bottle for exhibition. This morning, at the A.E. Schneider Grocery at 111 Walnut Avenue, another was found. Fire threatened to destroy the McBride block on Douglas Avenue yesterday afternoon at 3 o'clock when rubbish on the third floor caught fire from what is thought to have been spontaneous combustion and did damage amounting to more than $200. Reports of mad dogs and complaints to the police department as the result will result in a proclamation by Mayor Arwen E. Price relative to the ordinance in which states that all dogs must be muzzled. That's it for today. Be sure to tune in again for more news from 100 years ago. And don't forget to visit the Elgin History Museum, located in Old Main at 360 Park Street. You can find its hours of operation and programs offered by the Elgin Historical Society at www.elginhistory.org.